Okay, it is On Some Bullshit again. I'm here today, and in case you have not noticed, you can see that my voice is like, it's come out, it's somehow mellow, it's gentle. I don't want to look for trouble today. It's a lie. We always look for trouble. You know how we do it. It's your boy, Suki, aka Black Raven. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of On Some Bullshit. And the topic for today is help me. Help me. Yes, that's it. And I chose, you know, to talk about something that's really, it's like an epidemic right now. You know, and as the season is winding down, I've decided, like, you know, let you guys know how it is. It's something serious. It's mental health. We're talking about depression today. Depression. Yes, you heard me right. And a lot of people don't like the topic. A lot of people don't know. Some people don't want to talk about it. Especially on this side of the world, we don't believe... Not until recently, when the spate of suicide, like, really shot through the roof, we had people that were depressed. But if we just look at them and be like, guy, lock up, be guy, be man, behave, just, you know, shake them off and all that. But now it's a worldwide, should I say pandemic, Seth? I think so. It's something else. That's what I'm saying. So this is On Some Bullshit, and welcome to the show. You know how it does it. It's your boy. I'm trying not to be too serious, man. I'm trying to be serious, actually, but it's just hard. When you're not serious normally, it's just hard when you're forced to be serious. But yeah, let's talk about depression. So the one thing I really like, or rather I try to tell people when they say, and this depression thing says that everybody is forming and claiming and everything. Yes, there are some people that are not depressed. They're just broke. That's what it is. Some people are just broke. Let's get that. Let's get that out of the way first. Let's know what depression really, really is. Depression is not when you're broke. And yes, sometimes not having money can be a trigger. Yes, there are different triggers. But wait first, before I even go too far, let me explain something first. I am not a psychologist. I am not a brain doctor. So I'm only going to be telling you these things from my own perspective. Yes, I'm personally dealing with depression, so I know how I deal with mine. So I'm just going to give you my own, should I say tips and, you know, you get the point, and all that, and experiences and all that. So let's get back to the issue. Not having money for like 2 days, and then you come out and say, oh, I'm depressed because you are broke. And then immediately your money comes inside. Bam! I fought depression. I was depressed and I fought it and I've won. Yeah, excuse me, sir. You were just broke. You're just really broke. And probably he's one of those people that they always have money in their account. So yeah, I'm saying, for me, I can't even, they ask me now, when do you think you started getting depressed? I wouldn't know when exactly to point to, because it's a lot of things that I think pushed, you know, my psyche to the point where I realized, okay, I am not just sad now. This is something else entirely. Something else entirely. And another thing you have to understand about depression is this. There are triggers. There are triggers for it. I mean, you could be laughing and happy and, you know, jesting and all that. And then, boom, all of a sudden, you just switch. There are triggers. There are some people that they could be laughing with you now and everything. And then they could just see a baby pass by. And then the next thing you know, you're shouting their name. Hey, guy, what's up? Hey, I'm talking to you, Alpha, now. And they're gone. They're just there like that. The whole mood changes and everything. For that kind of person, it's probably been, you know, maybe he's been searching for a child, trying to have a child with his wife for a long time and everything. And every time it comes up, he feels really bad about it. Now, let's understand something. One of the or rather, one of the things I think depression does is brings out is it make obviously makes you very unhappy. So, like I said, triggers, you have to be unhappy. There has to be something for you to be unhappy about, no? Yes. So that's it. It's not like you there'll be a letter in your head or a letter in your mail that says, okay, on so and so day, you're gonna be depressed and all that. And you know, of course, being the generation that we live in now, the society we live in now, where everybody wants to be savage and everything, a lot of people would still be alive if, you know, people were not so, in quotes, savage to them. We're not so savage to them. I mean, somebody, which is why I always say the whole thing about when you see someone sad, you don't have to, you know, try to form I can be the most savage. Sometimes your words have such a profound effect on people. Like, you don't know, you just say your own and you just go in your head. You've told yourself, I just said, man, and I've gone there. No, always check yourself. It's not every time you must come out and be savage. It's not necessary. For instance, someone posts on social media that he's sad about something or something happened, and then you don't know the genesis of this whole thing, and you just feel like, let me just go there and crack joke. Some of our jokes are really expensive and they have far-reaching implications. I mean, all that person could need at that point in time is just someone to tell him, okay, you know what? Don't think about this. It's going to be better. Sometimes that is what we need to hear from anybody, just to assure us. Not even assure, just say it. Because obviously you yourself, they're assuring somebody, you don't know what is going to happen. You're just trying to make that person feel, okay, things can get better. But it now comes down to how you address it. There's a difference between, oh dude, don't lose hope, and things can get better, and between that and, guy, what did they do you? Why are you doing like this? Why are you like girl? Guy, come on. You be guy now, lock up. There's a very big difference. If you ask them now, you probably hear those people saying, I'm trying to make him feel better. Yes, you are trying to, but your mode of delivery was all wrong. And all you succeeded in doing then was just to inflame the said trigger. Because by the time you tell him, guy, forget jaw, lock up, you be guy, you be. And you keep hammering on you be guy. I'm sorry, so what? Guys are not allowed to feel pain. They're supposed to bustle it up. We talked about this, people. Just because you're a guy does not mean you don't have to feel stuff. Just because you're a girl does not mean you should always cry out. There are ladies, I know some females that, man, they are stronger. They are mentally stronger than guys. I'm not even ashamed to say it. Beside them, I don't hold a candle to them. Like, they are next level strong. When they are going through anything, you actually have to ask them, like pester them before they will actually open up to you and say, okay, this is what's happening. Not because they are trying to be extra strong or they're trying to be extra at all, but because, again, the society we live in has made them feel like if you come out and say this, then it's a problem. So really, a friend of mine at one point was going through depression, and, you know, me in my ignorant self, then I was really carefree then and all that. Actually, I'm still carefree now, but that's a coping mechanism. She was going through it, and, you know, I just hit her with, it'll be fine, don't worry about it, take your mind off it. I noticed she did not say anything, though. Then it didn't click, you know. Now that I'm thinking about it, she did not say anything. She was just like, okay, and she went on. It was later, like a few years after, that she told me what I said did not really help. Actually, it did not help her at all. She felt bad because she felt like she was being a burden to me when I said what I said. And immediately I was shocked, because I felt in my own head that time, I was like, just get over it, y'all. You'll be fine. Just lock up. Don't think about it. When that is all she could think about. all she could think about then was that thing, and me, I was there ignorantly just telling her, don't think about it. So really, people, if you really want to help, ask them how you can help. Ask people how you can help. Let people know they can talk to you. It's not always about showing that you know. Yes, we know you know, or rather, we know you think you know. But it's different from actually knowing what you're doing and what you're saying. Half the time, what we say to people doesn't really help them. It does the exact opposite. Because recently something happened. I mean, I was triggered. Even looking back on it now, I'm so shocked with the way I was triggered that day. It was a good day. I was happy, and then all of a sudden, pew, like that. It was a mess. That whole day was a really messy day for me, because I said a lot of things to people. I did a lot of things that did not make any sense to them. To me, made all the sense, because I was in a really, really dark, really bad place. But then again, I have my coping mechanisms. Now, let me share some of them with you. Most people, there was a time I was with a group of people, you know, we didn't really know each other, like it was a gathering. And somebody was like, ah, this guy, you're always so happy, always laughing and smiling. And I'm, in my head, I'm like, yeah, I know. Because I have to, that's a coping mechanism for me. When I laugh, I tell people that I laugh at every single thing that happens. When I'm sad, I laugh. When I'm happy, I laugh. When I'm pissed off, I laugh. Though when I'm pissed off and I laugh, you will know the difference. The laugh is next level scary. So, but that's one of my coping mechanisms. I laugh a lot. Now, somebody that does not know what I'm going through just looks at me and thinks, oh, he's a happy person. And I didn't argue. I'm not saying what she said did anything bad, though. I'm just saying that is a coping mechanism for me. I laugh and people think, okay, he has everything figured out. No, we don't. And people that are suffering depression don't necessarily want to let you think that they need help constantly. No. What they need is people around them. And if you're listening to this and you are suffering depression, I know it's hard to tell people that you need help or to tell people that you want to talk to them, but you should have those people around you. Have one or two people that you can talk to at any time. And yes, I'm offering up my services. You can hit me up. You're the only ones that are allowed to slide into my DMs. Normal people don't slide into my DMs. You slide in, you slide out. But people like us, you can, you know, just, if you think you don't have anybody you can talk to, you can message me. I will talk about it. I'm not saying I'm a shrink. I'm not saying we'll cure your depression in one day or in one week. There's no magical cure about it. I've been dealing with this for years and it's still there. But gradually I'm trying to get over it. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm figuring it out as I'm going. So we can work on it together. We can figure it out together. Now, there is another misconception about depression, that it is that depressed people always look like shit. If you're depressed, you're always sad, you don't take care of yourself. No, that's not it. Like I said, it's not something that you always bring up, but there are things that, yes, that will trigger every once in a while, or more often than not for some people. So don't go around saying, or when you hear somebody say something like, ah, this person said they're depressed, and you'll be like, oh, which kind of depression? Which depression is that? This person that is, oh, yesterday we were still drinking together at the party. Yes. I mean, we don't want to be a burden to anybody. Nobody wants to be a burden to anybody. This isn't even about those that are depressed alone. Even you as a person, you just don't like being, you know, who other people want to come and take care of all the time. No. Come on. But then again, in my case, like I said, I always use me as an example. I don't have other people to use as an example like that. I have a, should I call it a support group? Even though most of them don't know they're my support group. Like one or two know that, yes, they're my support group and they're always there for me. Anytime I call them to talk, they're ready. They are ready to drop anything they are doing and just talk to me. It's not easy on them, obviously, because they could be in the middle of something really important. But I don't think I've ever reached out to any one of them and then they told me, hey, guy, we'll talk later. Now, that's not to say everybody is the same way. Me personally, if you call me now and tell me, if I'm in the middle of something really important, like life changing important or life threatening important, I'll tell you, let me call you back at so and so time. All I need to do is accept that at that time I said I'll call you, I will call you back. I will reach out to you again. So patience is one of the things I feel is needed when you're dealing with somebody depressed or when you are depressed. Not just patience with yourself, but with others too. Because like I said before now, people did not believe anything like that was real, especially on this side. We just used to think, he doesn't have mind, Jerry. He's just not strong. The person is just not strong. Jerry is very weak and all that. That's what we used to think before. Until now, after the suicide rate went up and people actually started paying attention. But the sad thing is, even at that, there are still people that they've decided to be just unfortunate like that. They just want to be unfortunate. Because, I mean, they know that this thing is out there, but still, they want to be savage. Again, savage. Why? What's going on? Is it necessary? Do you honestly derive joy from somebody else's pain? If you do, it's okay. But it's not all the time. No, it's not every time you be savage. Sometimes be sensible. Get sense, man. And be guided. Don't just come and be jumping at every opportunity to, you know, run somebody down, trample on somebody's emotions, feelings, and all that. Come on, let's have sense every once in a while, you know. Be kind-hearted. It doesn't cost you anything to be kind-hearted, though. Honestly, it doesn't. It doesn't. In fact, it adds to you. I feel it adds to you if you're kind to somebody, because just like how bad things go around in circles, good things to go around in circles. Like, you do somebody a favor today, you have told what you've done to that person's psyche is tell the person it's not bad for you to do something good for someone else too. So yes, and then they do something good to someone else, and like that, and one way or the other, it will come back to you. Because unless you, I mean, even the president needs something from somebody else every once in a while. So what are we saying? You will need something, not necessarily material things. You might need companionship, time, and all that. And if you've been nice, you don't know if that person has been nice to the other person and like that. So that person that you will meet, and because somebody was nice to them, they feel they have no choice but to be nice to you. And then, I mean, you get it back. So please try to, you know, be guided. I'm going to keep saying that thing. Have sense. It's all good. It's all well and good, you know, to throw fun and, you know, bants and all that. It won't hurt you. You will actually be doing something good. Try to help. Now, like I said, it's not everybody that is depressed that you will know, because obviously nobody stamps it on their forehead that, oh, I'm depressed. Not everybody goes around looking like they're about to kill themselves or anything. People are happy until they're not. So while you are out there, try to, you know, attune yourself. That's the word. Attune yourself to other people's emotions. Like, you're talking to somebody and you notice after a certain sentence you said or they said, they switched off and you call them back from it and then you talk about it. If somebody actually tells you, oh, I'm depressed, trust me, they trust you enough to believe you can do something for them. Do not misunderstand. Not necessarily give them money or solve their problems. No. But at least if they can talk to you at any point in time and you just give them a listening ear. That's what most of us need. We don't need money or anything. Just let me be able to talk to you at any point in time. And when I talk, you listen. You actually listen, not just act like you're listening. You listen and, you know, then I ask you, what do you think I should do? What do you think should be done? And, you know, you do your... Then you can be my shrink. I'm giving you the go ahead. Please, shrink me. then you talk, you give me your own experience, and then I'm probably taking notes on how you dealt with your thing. And it goes like that. That's how that works. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful something. When people know they can talk to you and you know you're helping somebody. I don't know about you, but when I help somebody, when I talk somebody off the edge, it makes me feel really good. Like, no cap. I'm not even lying right now. I feel really good about it because I feel, okay, that's one more person that is going to go out and help other people. In my own head, I see the bigger picture. What's the bigger picture? The bigger picture is everybody is nice to everybody and we can get past this phase in societal living where everybody is just wicked. I mean, because I feel like it's a phase, because I don't think we can sustain this energy of madness. Let me call it the energy of madness going on. Because if we do sustain it, then we're going to kill ourselves. We'll all eat each other up. Everybody goes dog eat dog world. Yes, then dogs should stop eating dog. Dogs should start eating bone. It's not necessary for a dog to eat dog. There's bone, there's meat. Shit, dog eats rice. Dogs eat rice. I've seen dogs that eat rice. Damn, some dogs even eat eba. What are we talking about? So, and you want to focus on dog eat dog, and then because one old man somewhere said it's a dog eat dog world, then you go out being a wicked person trying to preempt somebody's wickedness. But sometimes when you're trying to be, you know, when you try to hurt somebody before they hurt you, you end up hurting somebody that just did not know what they were doing at that point in time, and you have created a monster. Because believe me, while it is hard for good things to like take hold, it takes time for good things to come back to give fruit. Bad things, na sharp sharp, it doesn't take long at all. Believe it, it doesn't take long at all. If you give somebody money today, as an example, I'm not saying go and start shame on your panda. If you give somebody money today, obviously to take time before they actually do something good with the money, like, you know, put it into a business, and then the business will grow and all, it'll take time. But if you kill somebody right now and the person's family member sees you, trust me, tomorrow they're coming after you. That's how it works. Nobody is going to wait 10 years, unless of course you're like the Gerard Butler in the law-abiding citizen that planned 10 years. But even let's look at that. So, I mean, he planned for 10 years. Look at what he did. He wreaked havoc on the whole city. So that's what I'm saying. Bad things do more bad than good things do more good. It's sad, but it's true. So I'm digressing now. Let's come back. Also, if you're a doctor, or yeah, if you're a shrink, and I didn't have to tell you that one. You're a shrink and you see somebody with depression, you know what to do now. How about, I don't have to start telling you your job. That's like, that should be insulting to you if I tell you your job. Yeah, don't vex. I'm sorry. But as a person, I feel like before we get to the point where we go to doctors, I'm not trying to take job from you, a doctor, but I feel like before, if it gets to the point where somebody has to actually go and see a shrink, then it's next level. That means there's nobody around that you can talk to that can, you know, talk you off the ledge at any point in time. This is the part where I want to give a shout out to my people. Like, my friends, you know yourselves now, guys. How about Longley, Kiloshele, always there. Call you up, middle of the night. You guys talk to me. You know as it be, you guys to talk to me. I love you too. And you know, all my people, we. If at any point in time I've called you up and you have been there for me, trust me, you know I got you. I got your back. People, it's not rocket science. It's human nature, it's compassion. We are naturally compassionate beings, really, if you look at it. Yes, people might tell you humans are naturally wicked, but we're also naturally nice and compassionate. Because if not, then that last good deed you did for somebody, it must have taken years for you to plan it. Did it? No, it didn't. It didn't take you years to plan. It just happened. Spur of the moment, you know, somebody needed help and you just rendered help. That's how it is. It came to you naturally. You didn't have to think about it. You didn't have to overdo. You didn't over push yourself. You didn't overexert yourself. I mean, it's just what it is. And then if you're going through depression, like I said, it falls on you too. Yes, I know it's hard, but sometimes you have to understand that people have their lives to live. And nobody, at the end of the day, like I said, nobody owes you anything. Let's be factual. Nobody owes you anything. It's their time that they're giving you. So if you want to talk to somebody and they tell you, let me call you back, don't think, this person hates me, let me go and... No. And as always, there are two sides. There are two schools to this. There are those that believe it's okay to, you know, commit suicide and end the whole thing. And there are those that believe it's not necessary to commit suicide. Now, on the don't commit suicide part, there are those that will tell you, I know what is going on, I know how it is, but I feel you shouldn't kill yourself. And then there are those that will come at you as if, no, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Life that is sweet like this. I've seen so many, you know, in quotes now, experts, not experts like expert, but they believe themselves to have sense. And what they're saying is, all these people, life that is sweet like this, all this, you have beer to drink, you have, and in my head, I'm like, do you even have sense like this? No, do you have sense like this? Somebody says, okay, I am going through this, that, and your answer is, all the babes around. Is it babe that will solve the person's issue? Why don't you stop and think before you say something sometimes? It gets really annoying. I've seen so many posts where people claim to be informed, and then they just, you know, they end up saying stupid shit all in the name of being informed and trying to be woke. Trying to be woke about it. What are you woke about it? You are daft. Yeah. In fact, your oversleep is worrying you. So, whatever school of thought you belong to, your approach is what matters at the end of the day. Try not to, you know, be an asshole about it. Try. That's the first thing. I think that's the most important thing, actually. Well, I'm being honest with you, I don't have all the answers, that much I can tell. I don't have all the answers. And I know this few minutes I've spoken is not enough to even cover half of this whole issue. So somewhere along the line, I'll probably bring in other people to talk about this, you know, and we'll address it in a more comprehensive manner. You get to hear other people's thoughts and ideas on depression. It's a really wide thing, and it's a problem that we really need to, you know, address. Mental issue is a problem we need to address. Before now, if somebody had said mental issue, everybody would think, psychiatric hospital, madness. That's what everybody thinks. But I'm happy now that people are, you know, getting educated on the issue that is not just madness. When we say mental issues, there are mental issues with people, and, you know, all they need is love, care, and it's all gonna be fine. You know, it's not like that. So once again, shout out to my people, Chasey, I see you, Rudy Alpha, with your big chest up and down, with a lift weight up and down. Yeah, I'll catch you. My people, you know, it's good when you have friends. Like I always say, you need friends around you. You need friends around you to help you deal with stuff. And yeah, that's it. Yep, that's enough bullshitting for one episode. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do, and you know you like what we do on this show, and you want to support us, then please share with your friends, subscribe, you know, subscribe the podcast, and leave a review over at iTunes. And don't forget our social media handle, all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram is at JamitFM, at JAMITFM. Thank you. That's all for this episode of Unzone Bullshit. I'll see you next time. It's me, Sukomi, aka Black River, signing out.